after dust. Life 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 after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. 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 If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Yeah, shout out to Sid J. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Teddy J got interviews, intermission, and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the life after dust. 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 If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. 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 If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Steady J was good, my dude. You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. This is your boy, Seti J, and it is another beautiful day on the show. And in the building, it is another Wednesday. I know how we do it every Wednesday. You know, it's our special Hump Day at the Dust show that we do every freaking week. Now, I'm going to go ahead and say my very special thing I got to let you know every week, and that's our special pro service announcement on every Hump Day, and that's if you're going to hump somebody, please do it responsibly. All right. Shout out to my boy Matthias M. in the building. Big up to you, bro. Because all the people that are listening via all of our other players, as well as people that listen to archives, listen to iTunes, TuneIn app, every listen to Big FC, I want to send a shout-out to my girl Holly, my girl Melissa. Yes, let me give them a shout-out. That's a couple of names off the top of the head of now. It said to make sure I give them a shout-out, so I did. Bam, there y'all go. All right, so we're going to do today's show. There's going to be no interviews on today's show. We're going to go in even more in depth on some of the hot messes going on recently as far as, you know, we got MediaTakeout.com, which is the most visited open world site in the world. We'll be chopping up some of the stuff out there, as well as one of my favorite sites in the world, ClumsyCrooks.com, and they go in on some of the stupidest criminals and police all around the world. So definitely got some crazy stories coming from that. My girl Tara Lomowski will be in the building in a second, so definitely it's a good look. That being said, we're going to go through some music. And also, I'm going to make an announcement, too. We'll get ready to start doing Friday shows. I might go ahead and do one this Friday, so y'all be on the lookout for that. We'll be doing our show every Friday and be a lot more music-oriented. We'll play a lot more music on Fridays and just chill it out. So there you go. We'll go ahead and go to first track of the day. We're going to mellow it out first for everybody. And let's go ahead and take it to a girl, T. Hullaby. Something that's nice and mellow, yet get you crunk at the same time. It's T. Hullaby Party Remix. And we'll be back on Life of the Dust Live with your boy, Shetty J. Let's go.
Yeah. Nick CEO. T. Hullaby. Party Remix. Yeah.
Heavyweight on a drink, I never drink like got the baddest in the room. In the room. The way she looking, we gon' leave here soon and do what grown folks do. It's Friday, I'm ready to get it poppin'. Once I'm started, it ain't no stop.
Next song we're about to go into is my boy Q Harper, who came to the show and put it down. Definitely a long time listener of the show. And so the track now, this is my boy Q Harper's track, Quiet Time, classic track on Life and Death Live. We'll be back and we'll be chopping up some of the hot mess hot and some of the hot news. So we'll be back on Life and Death Live after this.
You know, I want to make love to you with your clothes on. Is that all right?
That's all right.
You see, baby, I want to spend some quality, quiet time with you.
Is that right?
It's been a long week, and you're kind of tired. You're feeling kind of worn down, baby. Let me take you higher. We'll lock all the doors, baby, and throw away the key. I wanna spend a little quiet time, you and me, baby. Hey, yeah. I wanna relax. your mind. Let me do all the things to make you feel so good. So, so good, baby. I wanna make love to your mind, sweetheart. I wanna make you feel like my queen, baby. Ooh, yeah. Oh, my baby.
Cause
it's been a long week, baby. Let me rejuvenate you, baby. I wanna make you feel so good, baby. Ooh, baby. I wanna spend the time with you. Hey, baby, baby. Just let me feel let me spend quiet time with you. Ooh, 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 baby. I wanna be so good to you, baby. I wanna rub your shoulders, your back, baby. Just let me spend quiet time with you. Brown eyes. Hey, baby, 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 just let me spend quiet time with you. Ooh, 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 ooh. Hey, baby.
Good night.
And he's from up, in turn, he's from up there where you at.
You said what?
Q Harper. I said, my boy Q Harper from up there where you up there from the D.
Hey.
Yeah, oh, man. I love that song. It puts you in a sexy mood. You're like, all right, better go talk to the lady real nice and smooth real quick.
mm-hmm. I like that. That was dope.
Yeah,
real
definitely a classic, Life of the Dust classic on here. Big up to Miss Computer Lady, man. That's Miss Computer Lady. I don't even know about her, man. So big up to her letting me know about it, man. He just that song. I be jamming that song. Just get to it, but yeah, but jamming. Think you talking about that life, but okay.
Sick.
All right, so we usually have Crumbs and Cricks. I'm gonna say the best of last. I think Crumbs and Cricks story to be hilariousness. Yes, I made the word of not hilariousness. I did. All right, so we're gonna go to first thing. There's a couple of stories on MediaTakeout.com, the most visited urban website in the world.
In the world.
First off, we got a MediaTakeout world. Ooh, man. Love and Hip Hop reunion exclusive. Apparently, there's some buzz going that Consequence ends up slapping Joe Budden. And Joe Budden ends up punching Consequence in the face.
Ooh-wee.
Oh, man. So, yes, y'all, it's going to get bananas. Okay, so we let y'all in the scoop. During the filming of the Love and Hip Hop New York reunion yesterday, it was real crazy, and rapper Joe Budden and Consequence had been beefing for some time, and it had started when Kynes went on Power 105.1's morning show talking real crazy about Joe Budden about a month ago, and then the next day, Joe confronted Consequence while taping the interview at NY's Hot 97 radio station. And Consequence appeared to back down. Well, apparently yesterday, the first time they've seen each other since that infamous moment, ended up going down. So what the little back, all the crazy just run out the mouth, it actually went down yesterday. So apparently during the break in the taping, Consequence reportedly ran up on Joe Budden backstage and snuck him, slapping him in the face. Joe was not able to retaliate, but his on and off again girlfriend Tahiri managed to get a few licks on. Oh, man, Tahiri got it in too. Apparently, Tahiri ended up getting a few licks on Consequence. And then a few hours later, Joe got his revenge after filming of the reunion show ended. Joe and one of his boys turned up on Consequence in the middle of NYC Street, and Joe and his man caught Consequence leaving the taping and put their hands and their feet on him. And luckily, Consequence security was there to stop things from getting out of control. And apparently, media takeout previewed a video that showed Consequence getting knocked off of his feet before he ended up getting held by a security guard. And when he got up, he was very woozy. He could barely stand.
Wow. He got almost KO'd, huh?
Yeah, I mean, he pretty much did. He's woozy.
You shouldn't have slapped my man. He shouldn't have slapped him if he ain't know what he's going to get himself into.
I'm already trying to put my finger around that. And I see what's good, BX25 magazine. What's good? But, oh, man, this is just too much. I don't know what to say because, wow. I hadn't really heard about the beef. The far as a beef between Joe Budden and Consequence, really. I hadn't really heard about that stuff on surfaces. You know, I turned and watched the show, and, you know, which I think is, like, extra drill. I mean, the show, I mean, to the most part, what I will say about this show, in this season versus the Atlanta one, you get to more so see. I like it because on a positive note, I like the fact that you do get to see them more and doing their accomplishments more than versus I was just seeing the hot mess. But when they do the hot mess, it's always so corny and dry. I'm like, is that going to show us hot mess? Make sure it's not corny. It's like there's always some really corny behind them, and it always seems so scripted because they'll say. That's the stuff they do. I'm like, this is scripted. There's no freaking way. Like, for instance, on the episode this week, how in the world you going to really sit here and tell me, honestly, Rich, you mean tell me that your mom, Rich Dollar, is going to really sit here and tell me that his mom actually took the time out to make a spreadsheet about Erica? He actually took the time out to make a spreadsheet about Erica, and then she was like, read on the spreadsheet. Yeah, I've been checking my media outtake. You got a media outtake, not media takeout. And it's all kind of crap. But you just look at yourself like, really? I understand moms go, you know, some moms do a little bit of whatever, but I just feel like that had to be scripted. That didn't even seem authentic. So, I mean, a lot of, like, to me, a lot of the drama that's on the show, you know, usually it's a point where reality shows, it just seems too scripted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, what's like your thought process on that, nigga? Wow, I mean, Joe Budden and Consequence, man, Consequence. You do happen to love controversy.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, with that one, I can't be mad at Joe Budden. My man shouldn't have slapped him. You slapped somebody, you get dealt with. I mean, you had it coming. You shouldn't have slapped him. What would you think of? Then you get knocked off your feet and try to get hard. Like, no way. Sorry, try again. No,
say it with your chest.
Mm-hmm. Get ready to throw him. You just can't slap no grown man in his face and expect him not to do nothing.
Wear a little scurvy. Put the paws on him.
Put the paws on
him. No, but you know, I mean, my thing is this, because there was another thing that happened on the show this week too. He was talking, you know, Consequence was talking real crazy, and he was making, you know, he was trying to make this song with Tahiri. No, L'Oreal was meant to make this song with L'Oreal, and the song was like real crazy. It was light skin to right skin, some kind of stuff like that. Basically, was saying that hey, no, he was, and it was a real controversial lyric. He was like, know, L'Oreal didn't want to get involved with it. And even though it, you know, it wasn't offensive necessarily attacking her, it was more so bigging her up. But she didn't like the fact that how it comes off. I mean, the lyrics, the way that little smaller line comes off, it's like attacking the, you know, it's starting this whole team dark skin, team light skin war, which I freaking hate the hell out of. Y'all know me. I'm an advocate against that stuff. I hate the hell out of that war. And all it does is cause controversy on the world, and consequences like, well, you know, people love controversy, and that's how people get noticed. You know, controversy, you know. But, you know, he probably, in the end of the day, even with him getting stuffed up, he probably sees it as a good look and some good PR, because it does, I mean, that's, I mean, look at it, we're talking about it right now. So, yeah, I mean, it's PR, but why can we ever have PR about people doing this stuff? And y'all not, at least push it. The media take it because we do better about it. I mean, I'm just saying, it seems like they just, media take it. Y'all know how, yeah, people know me. I'm going to report the stuff out there. And the day, I'm going to keep it 10,000. Sometimes I'm like, okay, just maybe we're going to get some, you know, let's show some stuff that, like people doing charity work and all that. But nobody really finds anything great out of it. Like, it's not glorious to, you know, give back.
Yeah, I agree with you. I do. 100% on that one.
We touched that a little bit on Monday about, no, they'll never really show. They'll never show the love that people are trying to give back.
Yeah, they don't. I mean, they focus on more of the negative stuff, because that's just how it is. It's more hard for people to believe the good stuff, but it's more easier for them to, you know, to believe the bad stuff. That's how it goes. And plus, the bad stuff actually sells more than the good stuff. That's just how the generation is. So.
I mean, but in the day, I can attest to this. I don't care what nobody say all day long. One of the things that I'm blessed that even the other thing is been able to prove that wrong, that you don't necessarily have to just bash people all day, and you don't have to make your guests feel uncomfortable all the time to come on your show just to be successful. You just, I mean, that's what everybody, you want to do what every other show is doing? No, let's do something different, people. Challenge yourself. Don't try to be the next whoever. You know, allow them to inspire you, but don't try to be a copycat of them.
Exactly.
Oh,
nobody's original anymore. That's what bothers me. Nobody is original anymore. Everybody dresses alike. People are talking alike. People are listening to the same music and they're saying they hate the song, but then they just keep singing the song.
I know.
Like,
everybody compromises and sweating. They don't really want to sweat.
Man, I just can't deal. It just makes me sick now. I'm like, where the real ones at? Can I get the original? Because it's like everybody don't understand. You're copying somebody. That person got on for that already. You're not doing nothing but, you know, following behind them. That's just what a lot of people do as far as these clothing lines. They're taking other logos. Okay, it might sell throughout whatever, you know, whatever city and stuff you in. But you don't think that people, like, up, you know, a little higher level doesn't see this? Like, you know, that's just how it is. Like, I don't know. I just don't like all the same stuff too much. Like, honestly, like, it's just getting out of hand for me. Too out of hand for me. All these, oh, we popping mollies. Oh, we drinking this. We drinking that. Like, you probably don't even like it. You forgot. You done took so much of it, you forgot why you was taking it. That's how they be. I'm just like, I can't deal. We need more originality. This whole generation is like clones.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, I mean, there's always, I mean, there has to be, I mean, I understand a balance issue, and some people talk about different stuff, but when it's completely out of hand and it's not really a balance, like, everybody, I mean, if I just went and Googled Molly, we'll be here all day naming all the songs, and we're not even talking about remixes necessarily or songs. We're talking about original songs of people talking about the same exact thing. Like, that's getting real boring.
Yep. Real boring. Everybody talks about, oh, getting money. What?
Okay.
Strippers.
Okay. This is just
talking, going home.
This is just topic talking about for 2013. Molly. Oh, yeah. He got famous for saying Molly. Now, I think every last one of us say something about Molly. It's getting real old.
Yeah, I'm tired of hearing about the same stuff. I mean, I'm just looking at it like, why don't y'all... Because the thing that trips me out, so many people be like, oh, I'm putting on for the city, whoop, whoop. You putting on for the city, but yet you sitting here telling people, though. You telling the younger kids, oh, I done sell, wait, I do this, I do that. You know what I'm saying? No disrespect. I mean, if you're telling the story, then that's what it is. But if you're not trying to give off the impression of, I mean, there's more ways to come up, You know what I'm saying? Like, you just feed in your city the same stuff that you came up off of. So you're going to keep making money, and then more people in your city is going to keep dying. They're going to keep doing the stuff that you're doing because music has a big influence on people, and they don't understand. Like, it just kills me how so many people contradict themselves. Oh, I want to see the city doing good, but yet you're telling them to do drugs and everything else, though. Stay away, do everything else.
And speaking of, we're gonna go into something. This depends on how you look at it. It could be hot mess, or maybe some people might be hot news. And apparently, there's been a tweet of a very sexy picture of Rihanna been put out. So she has. I like that shirt she got. That's hilarious. It has this Marilyn Monroe picture on the shirt, and it has a clown nose on Marilyn Monroe's nose and some glasses. I think that's kind of clever. Like, you know, something a little different. And, you know how Rihanna, she has no problem with being over sexy with her stuff. But somebody got really, 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 really out of here on Photoshop. So somebody decided to take a picture of Rihanna, tweeted out, and apparently somebody did some adjusting and sent it in to media takeout, and apparently, you know, but you can see that for them doing that adjustment. You can see that without them trying that hard. And they zoom
exactly
in the second, you can basically see how hard her breasts are, water and stuff through her shirt.
Yeah.
Then you got a picture where this person zooming in on the leg area of the shirt, basically showing a part of her of the bottom of a potty part. I'm like, dang, y'all really be y'all. I mean, somebody was really thirsty. They really took the time out of their day to really do that. Like, how thirsty could you honestly be?
Exactly. I can't deal. You could, especially when you know what Photoshop looks like. Like, I could just off top. I like always know, like, when something has been tampered with, anything. Like, I'll just look at it and be like, mm-hmm. Females be like, oh, no filter. These are from, you know, behind the scenes. I'll be like, no, you know you lying. You know you lying. Like, Lord have mercy.
And for me and Tech, I got one more story to talk about, because yet again, y'all, we talking about this on another show. We saw this on Monday. It was different celebrities. Now we got another one. You know what? Whoever the heck is doing this, they're getting out of hand. And whoever's so infatuated of doing that, it's just ridiculous. Apparently, there's a new hacking report of somebody's credit report being tweeted out. Apparently, Kris Jenner's credit report has been tweeted, has been hacked, has been put out there, and apparently, we're talking about that the chick owes more than $1 million in credit card bills and card payments. Man.
What's wrong with all this hacking stuff, yo?
Yeah, and then again, they itemizing. I mean, y'all, like, y'all saw it yesterday on Monday, so we weren't even talking. You know, when we said this stuff, it wasn't, and I said itemized, no, it wasn't itemized. They got this itemized to the T. They got all the different loans in the cars. They got, I mean, it's just freaking ridiculous. The credit card bills from Wells Fargo and even Marcus and all that. It's just getting out of hand. Like, first off, I mean, what I got to just say is media takeout. Why are y'all putting out people's real front? I mean, I don't care if y'all find any news. I mean, just mention the fact that, you know, we got to hold ourselves accountable. I mean, mention the fact that somebody hacked and stuff, but why are we putting the exact amount of that stuff? Like, it's getting out of
exactly
hand. Like, the internet has continued changing the way people's minds are. Why the heck are we worry about their exact itemized part of their budget? Do you want somebody going to your credit report and doing all this, that, and the other? No. So why do you have so much infatuation with this stuff?
I don't understand why media take out. I mean, I feel like they have enough viewership. You feel me? Like, y'all could have blocked out some of that shit. You know, you could have blocked out some of it. There's no reason why you're promoting the fact that it happened.
We gotta get the one of these. Cricket, man. Cricket the water today, man. What is going on? Like, who are the people?
For real.
And then I found out that they even hacked Michelle Obama. So This is honestly getting out of hand.
Oh,
why
hell
are we
no.
so Obama infatuated with this?
I don't want to miss Obama shit. Michelle ain't going to play that, though.
Man, that makes you scared. Yeah. You know, he said commercial free cancer. That's
right.
When
you see
that commercial, everything about it, I'm like, could be one of y'all psychics behind tweeting it out. So now I'm going to see if we can that one.
Right.
Yeah, it makes you nervous, man. They're too worried about the wrong thing. All right, before we go, when we come back, we're going to talk about some stuff from Clemson and Chris. We're going to take a quick music break. And, man, I mean, this is just bananas. I just can't believe that people just that thirsty to really just try to ruin people's lives like that. It's out of hand. I'm going to play this track by my boy Jay-Z. And this is kind of somewhat of a throwback track by Jay-Z. This is Show Me What You Got. And I'm dedicating this to all the people that's taking the time out of the day to not only hack these records, I'm also going to take the time out to shout out to people that got the nerve to put them out there and putting people stuff out there like that. So, this is to y'all. At the end of the day, y'all show me what y'all got. God, thank you.
Hey.
This is State of Emergency. What you want me to do? I'm sorry. I'm back. Let's go get them, Judge.
Winner's turn, Kobe Hogan, the coldest, but just gets better with time. I'm like Opus, one, young, no two alike like a snowflake. Okay, show me what you got, babe. Words are slurring, engine purring, mommy front, but I'm so determined. Shots up a throne, now she in the zone. I ain't talking about the 2-3, mommy in the zone like the homie 2-3. Jordan a chain, make no difference, you all ballin' the same. I am the Mike Jordan, a recording. You might wanna pull back from recording. Right, it's not important to enforce him to go for the hype, but being brave, they may applaud him. But misery, I will assure them. Baby, just ignore them. True for dear, mommy, listen and learn. I gotta drop, I just triple the top. It's your turn. Hey.
Ladies and gentlemen, the most incredible.
Dust Live. That was my boy Jay-Z. Show me what you got, Red Lady.
Show me what you got.
Hey, what's up, Chris Coda? I see you in the building. What's good? What's good?
Chris Coda, that's my man.
Chris Coda. All right, so we want to go in on some more stuff. I mean, y'all know me, man. Y'all know how I am. I'm unfiltered. I'm going to go in as hard as possible on something that I feel is just getting out of hand. All right, so first off, we're going to go to, man, I don't know which one I want to start with first. There's so many stupid stories today. These stories are extra crazy on Club and Streets today. Okay, so we got three crazy stories for y'all. First story, a driver is banned after running police while chased by aliens. Wow.
What?
Okay, apparently, a driver who ran the police car because he thought he was being chased by aliens has been banned from driving in order to receive psychiatric treatment. He swerved onto the wrong side of the road during the low-speed chase, which reached just 25 miles per an hour and ended when police cars forced him off the road and went into a wall at a riding lane.
Wow.
This dude must have been on some serious molly. I mean, honestly, what is going on? What is going on with this dude?
He has to be, that's too bad. He had to be eating that rock salt. I'm telling you.
Man, roll up, hey, we're talking about that damn salt. We bring back the joke about damn salt. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to do with all. I mean, wow. I mean, you hear a lot of different excuses when people get pulled over. But how do you explain to police? Well, okay, all right, sir. Do you realize what just happened here, sir? Do you realize that you were wrong? We were coming to get you, sir, and you didn't stop. And then your excuse is, I'm sorry, I thought I was being chased by aliens. I mean, I just really don't understand. I mean, I've had excuses with police before, but, and I thought mine were pretty legit. I ain't said nothing stupid like no chasing the police. I was getting chased by them goddamn aliens. I mean, what is going on with these people? I mean, honestly, I think he popped the molly, he's sweating. That's what's going on. That dude was popping the goddamn molly. That's what's going on with him. And y'all, I'm going to say something about that. Y'all do know what's in mollies, right? Y'all go do that little research. Y'all keep here running around here. It's cool if you're seeing the sun as being goofy, but if you dead serious about doing mollies, you are crazy. All right,
yeah,
we got another sad piece of news. And it's just sad there's a lot of stuff got to be hot messes on today, but, man, apparently there's people just acting crazy today. A mom is accused of trying to sell two kids for $4,000.
Damn, $4,000, that's it?
Yeah, that's how much she thinks about her. Her children.
Wait,
but
why are you
find
selling
out,
your kids?
Wait till you find out why she was trying to sell her kids. Wait till this. Okay, so a Salisaw woman had been arrested on complaints of trying to sell two children, possibly to get her boyfriend out of jail. Police say 22-year-old Misty Villahorn allegedly contacted a woman in Fort Smith, Arkansas, with an offer to sell her 2-year-old and her 10-month-old children. Wow.
She ain't shit. Excuse my French, but she is not shit. I'm sorry. That is so horrible. You willing to sell your kids to get your boyfriend
$1,000? First off, before we even get to the reason why she was trying to do it, $4,000. Your children are worth $4,000.
No. She should look at her kids as being priceless. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's too much.
I mean, it's just getting out of here. I didn't have you were selling the cooter. You know, y'all know we use different words on here. You know, we don't say cost or anything all day. But, y'all see how this crap going on? Why is this all surrounding states that's doing all this crazy stuff? Now, I'm apparently going into a little bit more. Wow. All to watch this. Because it gets 10 times worse. Apparently, the police say that Van Horn asked for $1,000 for the 2-year-old or $4,000 for both to raise money to bail her boyfriend out of jail.
What?
She is now being held in Sequoia County Jail on a $40,000 bond. All I got to say is, I'm just looking at the people right now, whoever bails her out, y'all need to freaking slap it. If you got, if you, I mean, I know everybody is doing, you got your family supports you, whatever, but man, this woman needs to freaking go. Somebody take a big old pillow and knock the crap out of her. I mean, you really got to sit here and tell me that you would, I mean, you were really that thirsty for a man that you would sell your kids out there. I mean, it's just getting out of hand.
To get your boyfriend out of jail. $4,000, though. That's so pathetic.
She's being pathetic. Did you hear that? She said $1,000 just for, you know, she was like, $1,000 for a 2-year-old and $4,000 for both kids. I mean, that is just, that's just, dude, that's freaking sorry.
Wow.
You know what? I gave that a story of freaking cricket in the water today, but this definitely deserves cricket because I don't know what the heck is going on. Well, these freaking people, these are the freaking people, y'all. Chased by aliens, and this woman is trying to sell her kids for a boyfriend to get out of jail. You are out of line.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? You know what's sad to say? And I'm not trying to say condone either one of them. I would have rather heard her say she was at least trying to sell herself to get a boyfriend out of jail. At least it wouldn't have been that trifle. This is trifle to the fullest, man. What is wrong?
Right. Sell your kids? People does not know.
What is going on in the world, y'all? What is going on these people in the world? Oh, man. Now, this is going on. Why? Why? Y'all, this is going on in Texas, and this is going on in the city I have spent a good chunk of my life in for college and whatnot. And I get to say, wow. What the heck is going on? A man denied a visit of drives truck into a Texas jail. In Denton, Texas, yes, UNT is going on in Denton, Texas. Yes, TW is going on in Denton, Texas. It's a crazy stuff going on there. All right, so apparently another Texas man has joined his son behind bars after smashing his vehicle into the jail when his visitation request was denied. The Denton County Jail, which I'm going to let y'all know something after the end of this story about Denton County Jail. They don't play. The Denton County Jail was no longer under lockdown Sunday following the incident that left two inmates with minor injuries. Both were knocked from their beds Saturday afternoon by the impact. And apparently Sheriff Will Travis says the father was extremely under the influence. And the Denton Record Chronicle reports the pickup truck ended up in the jail on West Wing, and damage estimates are pending. And Rolando Hernandez of Louisville faces two. Man, he's from Louisville too? Oh, man, y'all just doing too much. Facing two counts of aggravated assault and a criminal mischief count. Online jail records do not list an attorney for Hernandez, whose bond is set out. Man, that was expensive, Rick. $200,000. He suffered from minor injuries in the wreck, and details on his son were not immediately available. So, wow, yeah, I mean, this is crazy. First off, I'm going to go ahead and let y'all know something now. Denton, when it comes to law enforcement, they do not play. So that $200,000, I can definitely see it happening. Because they don't play. It don't matter. They don't care if you're going 5 miles of the speed limit. They're going to come up and say, yep, I'm pretty getting on blast.
stay off the way, man.
Yeah, it's like you become a Boy Scout. You get a gun, you're like, I ain't doing nothing wrong. People look at you like, man, you driving so slow, dude. No, I'm driving extra careful because then police are waiting to pull somebody over. Over the most craziest, minute thing they can honestly find. And most a lot of them be so angry. They just be angry for no reason. So, but in this case, this dude is pretty stupid. So it's one thing when you don't aggravate, when you're not doing something to attract the police. But when you do something to try to please and something this stupid, I have no sympathy for you when it comes to being police. Because all you're doing is you just feeding right into them, and they have every right. You're going to sit there and put yourself on the forefront like that. So, Mr. Hernandez, I'd like to say you, sir, are stupid. I would scratch my button in Mitten over not wanting to get in trouble. I let alone do something that crazy. Wow. And shout out to my girl, Miss Computer Lady, I see you in the building. And, oh, my God, y'all. Wow. Terry, what you going to say about that? Because, I know that person here about didn't does not play.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. You just got to be more careful what you're doing. Stay out the way. Because, I mean, that's just one thing I don't mess around with. I just stay out the way. Because, I mean, I know how everybody is. People, try to go with the positive side, but I'm one of those people that, don't bother me. I'm trying to bother them. I don't be trying to none of that. I stay out the way. So that's all I can say. You better stay out the way. But if you get on tip with them, I mean, you already know. 9 times out of 10, law enforcement's coming at you anyways on 100,000. So if you even try to hop on 50, they're going to be on some other stuff. So I just say stay out the way. I mean, other than that, you had it coming, so.
There are some good cops, but I'm just saying it's a lot of them. They just angry and rage, and you do something stupid, and especially something like that, you can't get mad at nobody but yourself. Because he honestly called that attention to himself. Why would you do something so stupid? I understand you're angry, but man, really, you rammed your car into the freaking jail, man. What? So basically, not only did you bring your car to the jail, now you ended up being it behind those bars. How stupid is that?
Yeah, he was trying to take one for the team.
Wow, he took one for the team, right? The $200,000 fine. God, dang, $200K, you blowing two? Man, he just wild, man. You extra wild. All right, we gotta go to another music break where I collect my thoughts. So this is just, wow, this is just too much. I really honestly don't know what to say. I don't know what to say.
It's all good, Fetty. We gotta take a moment of silence.
Yeah, we gotta take a moment. We gotta take a moment of silence for the idiots, y'all. Everybody take a moment of silence for the idiots. All right, here we go. All right, moment of silence is done. We had to take it for, man. I just don't understand how can you be that stupid. Like, you can pay me $1 million to get me to be that stupid. So, yeah, because, if someone pays you $1 million to do something that stupid, because at least you're going to be blown a lot of $1 million, so it's not worth it. So, there we go, man. We're going to go ahead and go to on board King Louis, his Val Venus. And then we'll be back on Life of the Dust Live.
Louie.
Your girl, City J, and my girl, Sarah Lamont.
Sarah Lamont. Hey. Hey.
I'm violent. I'm the man, but did they know?
No.
Little did they know? I'm the man, but did they know?
No.
Little did they know? I'm the man, but did they know?
No.
Little did they know? I'm the man, but did they know?
No.
Little did they know? I'm the man, but did they know? Rolling up dope in the shirt, got me slow. Pouring up the deuce, started rolled up a fold. I be in the papers in the streets, in your hoe. All of them down in the store, ran slow. King Louis banging like the folks in the mold. Might overdose if I take another dose. Can't fuck with you, you ain't making no dope. These niggas working, they ain't working no more. I'm Neo, they on Asian flow. Video smoking dope with an Asian hoe. Throwing up L's, that's the way it go. I made it, bro, when they hate it, though. I just say so, it tastes that dope. Beat the pussy up like I hate your hoe. Shoot them in until it in the face no more. Smoking like a young nigga trying to go pro. Smoking on death, call that so-so. Look like the gun ain't shooting no more. I know you don't know, cause you'll do a little more. I'm a big G, nigga, you a little hoe. We be out in Cali smoking O's back. Close. Go against the team and you gon' get exposed. Got to say shots, nigga, I to the O's. I'm the man, did they know? Little did they know, I'm the man. Little did they know? Little did they know, I'm the man. Little did they know? Little did they know, I'm the man. Little did they know? Little did they know, I'm the man. Little did they know? Bump a nigga, hunchy like, tell me when to go. No love, make it back to making that dough. Who the fuck are you, bitch? I own move, boo. Swagging at my Louis and I own goose, too. I'm slow mo, cause I'm off 2-2. Every money got my pockets on Bruce Bruce. 30 Papa 2s for the obstacle cool. Do a whole bad, tell a bitch roof roof. Acting how to get, bitch, you ain't loop proof. These niggas ain't me, no, they ain't too cool. Cause too strong, bitch, free, be smooth. You can be smooth, but we can eat too. Send this bitch up, man, it's all on you. Shoot a nigga down, make him fall on you. More rounds popping out, getting all on you. Whole money at the factory, it fall on you. Lean Walgreens and the guns are true. Every nigga with me, arms in the shoot. Ball like a hoop. Fuck a nigga, business on the tool, call it cool. Bitches on dick, hella love in the crew. Every day I win, call me double U. These niggas hate these bitches, love Lulu. Fuck you. I'm a man, but did they know? Little did they know, I'm the man. Little did they know, little did they know, I'm the man. Little did they know, little did they know, I'm the man. Little did they know, little did they know,
I'm wildin',
All right, we're back, y'all. We're back on Life and Death Live. Your boy, Fetty J, and my girl, Taryn Lamonske. And that was my boy, King Louie with Val Venus.
That beat was cold. I like that beat.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's
you
it. That's it.
I'm like, hey.
That's one of Shawtime's finest.
Yeah, that was dope. I dig that.
Oh, man. Shawtime. I don't know what to say, y'all. I guess this has been my vocabulary word of the week because people have really been taking me to that point, but I'm flabbergasted of what I heard. Of the stuff that we had to talk about today. I'm very flabbergasted. I just can't do it, guys.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Really, we don't have time for that.
We're wilding out. Too much going on in the world, but hey. And then think about it, though, Steady. What gets my mind blown is the fact that it's so much more stuff that's going around the world that doesn't even get reported.
Yeah, I know. You know what? We got some good news. I want to talk to you about this because that's from your area. How does it feel to see that Reggie Bush apparently has signed a 4-year contract with the Detroit Lions?
Uh-oh, I'm in this thing. Yeah, we doing our dance on that one. Reggie Bush going to turn up. Everybody talking about some, who's going to block for him? Anyways, I don't want to hear none of that. We got Reggie Bush for 4 years, so, hey, I'm excited. Dude, I did my dance all day today because of that, Lord. Mm-hmm.
I got a question. How do you think your team will do? Because they were kind of showing a little bit of promise this past season, but you know, of course, the result wasn't good, just like my freaking Cowboys. But how do you feel going into the new season? Like, how do you feel about your team?
I have faith. They're working. We done had some weak years, man. But I mean, I see the faith in them, man. Them boys, they working hard. And now, I feel like Reggie Bush, that's a good addition. That's a real good addition to the team. That's what they need. I feel like that's going to motivate them even more, you know what I'm saying, to go harder. And, I mean, hey, I just feel like they're going to have a pretty good season. I'm excited, so I can't wait. But I'm definitely excited that Reggie Bush is on the team because people sleeping on Reggie, too. People saying, oh, Reggie ain't do that good for the Dolphins. Oh, Reggie won this for the Saints. Reggie has a lot to prove, and I feel like he knows what he's doing. He made a smart decision, so I just want to see him do his thing, for real. Really want to see the whole Detroit Lions do their thing, and they will. So, hey, we all excited about it. Everybody in Detroit happy about it, so.
Man, baseball season is a month, everybody. It's about to get crazy. I know how I get every year about baseball season. I started talking mad trash. About everybody. I want to see, I'm a Yankees fan, whether they lose or they win. Not one of those people that's like, oh, I'm a Yankees fan, and they only want to be with them when they win. No, I'm with them win and lose. So I can't wait to see what the Yankees are going to do this year. Hopefully they really turn up with some people. But every time we do win, everybody's got to start hating and start saying about, y'all brought your championships because we got 27. We can't help it. We got 27 championships. 27 World Series championships belong to the New York Yankees.
Oh, Lord. Here goes Freddie.
And let me go ahead and put some statistics on y'all. The person behind them is the A's, and they only have 10. Yeah, I can literally tell the Yankees not to play baseball for the next decade, and we still wouldn't have anybody catch up. That's how crazy it is. We could stop playing baseball for a whole decade, and no one would still have as many championships as we did. So all the hating, everybody go ahead and take a seat. So thank you, Matthias. I appreciate the love, Matthias. Oh, man, so it's going to come to a close. I'm going to remind everybody we're doing the Friday show. We're doing the Friday show. Reminding you to do the Friday show. It's going to be an early show. I'm going to try to do it every Friday. Like I said, we're going to try. I mean, as far as on the front, every Friday we're going to be doing it's going to be more music-oriented. And then definitely, man, I got a hope with good Carol of Austin coming for Austin. I want to call it Austin.
Hey, coming to Austin.
On the 29th and 31st, though, I'm really looking forward to that. And, shout out to that. If we do a Friday show, we do a Friday show from there live from Austin. So we got to make it happen. We got to get happy.
It's gonna be fun. I can't wait.
It was Friday, but y'all know I was on my level for a second. Okay, so we're gonna remind everybody of the two show. If you missed any parts of the show, or want to show over and over and over and over and over again, you can always check them out at blogtalkradio.com/Eddie J. Also go to iTunes, site them Life of the Dust Live. Subscribe to the show, and it will let you listen to it for free. Yes, I did say something that's free on iTunes. That's how we do it. If you got it on your phone, you can download it. Come in the radio app. Listen to the show from there, and, of course, on dustfly.com. Taryn, let them know where they can find you at.
Okay, y'all can find me on Twitter at Taryn Lamont, also Facebook, Taryn Lamont. And, for any social network, you guys can go on Google. I'm going to have to give a quick shout-out to Andrew Robertson. He's putting on for Trinidad right now. He asked me for a shout-out. Everybody that's listening, my twin, everybody rocks. Love you guys, all the supporters, everybody listening, period. So big shout-out to all of you guys.
Well, definitely. I want to send a shout-out to all my people that's in the streets, popping mollies. I'm gonna send a shout out to everybody that's in the show. A lot of people that's from work that listen to the show and stuff, and I really appreciate that. So much love to see, to my two worlds meeting, people really show support. And of course you can find me at Seti J Dusk on many different places, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that CEDDY letter J D U S K. We rolling on out, everybody. Reminding you in everything you do, no matter how you do it, remember, there's a J. There's a
T.
There's a U. It is a way. Y'all tuned to another episode of Life After Dust Live.
Life After Dust Live.
What's your boy, Seti J, and your girl?
Taryn Lamonski. I'm joking,
Lamont. We out of here.
We up.